I'm Martin, and you are listening to Kaput Radio. Hello, dear listener. Hello, dudes, hippies, jobless, oppressed, losers in the war of the rich versus the poor. Welcome to this silly little attempt at a selective take on recent events and an important underlying cause and its various effects. Symptoms, I may suggest. Hello, whales, fish, endangered species. Lucky if you are still there in this world where half of the wealth is owned by 1% of the population. Hey, job seekers, if you are still chasing a job in this world, well, forget it. There may be incomes, but jobs are now reserved for either the lowest wage earners on the planet, like Cambodians, Bangladeshis and so on, or indeed by robots at home and abroad. Isn't that curious? I'm deliberately subjective in a world of media claiming to be unbiased and balanced. Well, I'm not. First up, following recent and past events, Islam and the West. Let's not get carried away. As we can see in Europe, it goes both ways. We have a well-groomed section in the most affluent European countries such as Britain, France and Germany, full of far-right wing bull, resembling a European wine kind of tea party, with crazy claims and assumptions about their respective migration folks. Enough hatred to give the targeted groups shivers, very much like the Jews in Nazi Germany felt. Then, let's have a look at the wild accusations of violence amongst Muslims by Western leaders gathering in Paris, with Murdoch's Fox News in the US jumping on it and propagating more crazy wild claims about places they used to have difficulties to spell right and find on the map. Birmingham, having 4% of Muslims and having cited to be a no-go zone for non-Muslims. Fox News, when hyperbole and bias scream to the sky. You gotta make a sensationalist dollar a day. What about 14 years of the war of terror, killing over 1 million Muslims in the Middle East, 900,000 of them civilians, that means women, children and the elderly? Now, if that's not violence, then you need to extinguish a middle-sized planet in comparison. However, that's a fact which doesn't rate any mention in the balanced and fair reporting of Mr. Murdoch's media companies and every copycat outlet thereafter. There must be some other obscure reason. Then there is Tony Blair again, hands moving fast during recent statements, in another word, lying about the Iraq invasion during his reign in government, at the yet-to-be-published Chilcot Inquiry, conveniently postponed after the British elections. What a mess it is in these Western countries, including mine. What sort of democracies with millions of surveillance cameras snooping on people's digital devices, taking away privacy and undermining any political purposeful participation in society. Every day, a new little Hitler can rise to power. Europe's NATO and Putin's Russia keeps the arms and security factions happy. According to Western media, Russia is evil, and therefore we must be the goodies in this medium-level armed conflict. Armed conflict? We'll be right back. And don't we get ever more crazy gadgets and inventions from Google and the rest of the technology pile? We are not asked whether we really want ever more disempowering things in our lives. It is a given that they must be sold, and they will be sold, until we have abolished written language and simple straight thinking. Then any nerdy neurotic piece of crap will be accepted. At the same time, we are told we are an intelligent species. Well, robots and algorithms on computers already beat us at every turn. And the conviction of infallible technology gets undermined with ever more planes dropping out of the skies, trains derailing, ships capsizing, and traffic havoc with vehicles. And a mind-numbing shortening of the lifetime of general equipment by design and built-in shortened obsolescence. In other words, most technology has become ever shittier. But we must accept it. Or do we have to? Question: have machines really become more intelligent, or have we humans become more stupid? I suspect the latter, I'm afraid. And then there is the talk of our civilization threatened by climate change. Science has become a pay-to-order discipline, completely beholden by governments and industry. In other words, you can't believe it any longer, with vested interests controlling the scientists. So we are threatened by entirely other things than the climate. I bet you can see this cow being milked for quite some time to come, since it effectively keeps the real wrongdoing such as relentless pollution and general degradation of living systems out of the debate. Saving dollars trumps reason and care for the earth. What is actually civilized about us? Is our regressive reintroduction of slavery civilized? Is the death penalty in many countries any more than some kind of mob mentality? What about corrupted institutions such as education, health, and social services? Do you seriously think they are better than early Stone Age societies with their brutal rules and conventions? Our asylum seeker policies and conduct towards these people who try to escape poverty and war is nothing more than a retrograde pre-Roman Empire attitude. I may suggest, at best, we have different grades of barbarism to show for. Meanwhile, Oxfam reports that global inequality is growing. Well, it is a logical consequence of something entirely undiscussed as yet in my observation. So, we are stupid and barbaric, but we could ask some question and switch my rave to a different perspective. May I ask you how to survive under a system of debt money and an artificial scarcity of funding institutions and people? A paradoxical system where governments need to borrow money, which implies they need to be profitable, but at the same time they have to cut funding out of the very economy they're supposed to stimulate in order to keep costs low. Just look at Europe now, borrowing over €1 trillion to kickstart a failing common market economy. How are they to find the money plus charges and fees in a devalued pool of money within their local economies when the amount borrowed is always too little to cover costs and repay this crazy setup? Not location, location, but the boogeyman of deflation, deflation. 0.05% interest rate. I repeat, 0.05% interest rate. That's like screaming, "Take me! Please take me! Come on, start borrowing!" Well, I suppose they will have to exploit non-Europeans to make up the missing money. And arms sales to second and third world countries are a proven permanent formula to haul in the extra required profits. Keep up the fight, soldiers of the world. Keep up financing terrorists. A wonderful unconventional way of arms profits and justification for security spendings at home and abroad. A bullet a day keeps bankruptcy away. Never mind, there are plenty of torn-up societies and environments being dragged into that maelstrom of unresolved economic contradictions to deflect clear thinking and keep us enthralled with all the daily ills we are told about in the media. Meanwhile, the vested interests on climate change are deafening my ears with pro- and anti-fossil fuel proponents going from sea level rises and drops to predicted warming and cooling. Everybody has a stake in this distorted debate, while poisoning, rubbish dumping, and destruction of the living earth continues unabated. No one seems to see these as profit and self-preservation driven activities, where scarcity of debt money with its built-in mechanisms prevents any effective solution. An ever-growing of numbers and volume of economic action does not satisfy the debt money formula, and yet, without it, there can be no survival in a world where no access of goods and services for money means starvation, poverty, and death. That's hitting now more than two-thirds of the global population. But we have entertainment to effectively distract us from thinking about this. And another day goes by without any recognition of the real cause and prevailing faulty method of money creation. Yet, history shows a few examples of executed and practiced alternative methods where money is not created as debt, thereby representing the real values of our skills and goods we want to produce, not needing profits, which could only be gained by exploitative methods, allowing actually for environmental sustainable conditions and fulfilling our potential since the advent of the Industrial Revolution, liberating mankind from arduous labor and allowing to support societies without needing war and competitive means of oppression to maintain and expand markets for relentless growth. I wish I could believe in revolution, but both communism and capitalism fails to recognize the one basic flaw of the debt-based money system. When you consider that this method of providing a medium of exchange is over 300 years in operation, you are not surprised that the debilitating effects of it have been conditioned into us for nearly 10 generations, and a fundamental questioning of this system does not happen. As if by design, the system is self-defending its existence, and when, as happened in history, alternatives have been tried, such as the early American colonies under Benjamin Franklin, the interests and actions of Abraham Lincoln, the Austrian village of Wurgel, and some other spurious attempts in other places, the debt system has always prevailed. more people could understand the alternative, that means money represented as value of your productivity and services and not borrowed but issued by governments, maybe, perhaps, a sensible discussion could start to take place and the ideas of real money and value could turn the tide. Anyway, that's my hope for the sake of all of us, future generations and the Earth as a whole. What I find most curious about such ideas is the fact that most things actually can be reformed and can continue under new guidelines of sustainability and human desirability. The environment can be seriously addressed for repair and the societal ills can all be addressed and remedied. Finally, coming to an end of my very personal biased and unbalanced observation, you may want to learn more about the debilitating global finance system, which you can by downloading Kaput X Radio number 287 if you like. I repeat, you can download Kaput X Radio number 287. That podcast can be found with using the navigation on radio4all.net. radio4all.net. Just click on the series button to the right of the front page, select then the letter K, then Kaput X Radio, and all my programs will appear. Scroll down to number 287 with the title Global Banking Since 1694. There will be plenty of detail for you. On this program, I used sounds from Joe Zawinul and some informal homegrown sounds. I'm Martin, and this was my first podcast of 2015. May it be a good year for you. Catch you next time again.